Keith Peters reporting. Opening statements were heard by the jury today in President Trump's criminal trial. Leaving court for the day, Donald Trump said he did nothing wrong and calls the case election interference.
They take this payment and they call it a legal expense, and you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail, because I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair.
Prosecutors allege the former president tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by preventing damaging information about his personal life from becoming public. Columbia University announced that all classes will be remote on Monday in an attempt to de-escalate the rancor amid growing tensions on campus over the war in the Middle East. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Legal Affairs Michael Gerber says the Columbia University campus is private property, and officials have requested that NYPD officers stay away, but they would respond to an emergency.
If there's a crime in progress, if someone's in danger, as with any private property, we're going to go in. We're going to keep people safe. If someone, for example, is being attacked, we're going to go in to Columbia University as we would to a private home to help protect that person.
Police have arrested approximately 45 students at Yale University for misdemeanor trespassing charges over the increasingly rancorous pro-Palestinian and anti-Jewish protests. The moves at both schools come hours before Monday evening's start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 253 points. The Nasdaq rose 169. This is SRN News. A drag show has been canceled in Pennsylvania.
It began as a drag queen story hour event at the Lancaster Public Library, but a bomb threat prompted library officials to cancel the show. Then a liberal church in nearby Mountville offered to host the event, but public outrage in that community has led to another cancellation. Drag Queen Story Hour features men dressed as women reading picture books to small children and has been featured at a number of public libraries around the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration issued new rules designed to promote the LGBT agenda in the schools, but no mention is made of transgenderism in sports. The administration had originally planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on boys competing against girls, but that provision was put on hold. The delay is seen as political maneuvering during an election year, in which parents say they don't want their daughters playing against males. This is SRN News. More than a dozen people were injured when a tram crashed at Universal Studios theme park in Hollywood.
The tram crashed into a railing. The L.A. County Fire Department says its units responded over the weekend to the theme park in Universal City. The fire department says 15 people were transported to hospitals. The injuries were mostly minor. A sheriff's lieutenant says the four-car tram used for movie studio backlot tours might have experienced an issue with its brakes. The California Highway Patrol is leading the investigation. John Scott report.
A $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area has started construction. Brightline West plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at high speeds. More at SRNNews.com.